right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 221. I am GPD, and I am here in Tokyo, Japan, and I am joined by the world famous Wombat.
Yep, all up in your giggle net.
And the internationally known Shipwreck.
What's the difference between that and world famous? I'm just known?
You're known world round, but you're not going to get like any special treatment, maybe.
Also, if you're not internationally known, you may be known to rock the microphone.
Right. I saw that coming down the highway.
So I'm not known to rock the microphone?
Pretty much.
I agree with that. Okay.
I think
I'm on board with this intro. Let's go with it.
It takes two.
Right.
That's all I know.
It takes three. It takes three to make a CADcast. All right. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Last week, of course, we had Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and we did the live Black Friday show, which I haven't listened to it. I can't assume that it's very good. I would assume that it's not good.
It was probably better than past years.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think it was terrible.
I haven't figured out what to do with it yet. It's sitting on our Blog Talk Radio page.
That's good enough.
I thought I might put it in the iTunes feed, but the problem is it gets recorded at such a low bit rate that I don't know. It's painful to me.
I think that if you put it in there as like a special, all you have to do is put a 10-second, disclaimer. The audio quality on this blows, and
Hello.
Then it'll go into it.
My name is GPD. You're about to listen to an awful show recorded at an awful sound quality.
Exactly. And you don't give it a number. It's not CADcast 222.
That'll screw up everything. I can't
it'll
do
be,
that.
It'll be CADcast 221.5.
No, I can't do that. That screws up my whole thing. And Shipwreck will have a heart attack if I do that. Think of like the spreadsheets that I can get fucked up if we do that.
I think we'll make do. It's as if it never existed.
Or we could just never post it anywhere and it will really be like it never existed.
But you're disappointing people.
I'll figure out something. I'll do something.
It's there. If they want it, they can go get it. If not, we're with the current stuff. This is the new
this
stuff
the,
right here.
Right, the new hotness is now. If you want the old and busted 24 kilobit per second audio shitstorm, we'll put a link to that, I guess. That way everybody's happy.
We'll probably talk about a lot of the same stuff on here anyways.
I don't even remember what the hell we talked about. But
exactly. So nobody does.
Right. So it's best
you
that
think
nobody
I, you think I have any recollection of what I talked about at 1 a.m?
No. So I don't know. I mean, we don't really have any feedback from that show. Well, there probably is feedback, but I didn't pull any. We did have a lot of sort of general questions that I thought we could do instead of that. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about, and either you guys, before we get into that?
Well, I did make, there was one big announcement I made on the last show.
On the live show?
On the live show that some of our listeners may not know yet.
Oh.
Because I actually made it on Twitter and Facebook right before the live show.
I see.
Yes. You can tell everyone if you want.
Wombat is actually an alien. You know that big NASA announcement that's coming?
That is the truth.
Here's his song.
That's like the Gremlin song.
No, that's from what's the name of that movie?
Gremlins.
No. Oh yeah, it is. That's true.
Mogwais aren't aliens, right?
No.
They're just
no, they're not.
What's
they're
the
just,
movie with
they're indigenous
they're Chinese.
To the planet, right?
With Louis Gossett Jr. and
Alien Mind.
Iron Eagle.
Iron Eagle.
That's the one where
Dennis Quaid and Louis Gossett Jr. have sex with each other.
Right. And that's the one. Remember he sings the song to Dennis Quaid? That's the song.
Oh, is that the song?
No, maybe I screwed it up. I got confused between that.
You probably did.
So the big announcement, Wombat. Why don't you tell the big announcement?
I'm having another kid.
Yay. Is it a human child?
As far as we know.
A hybrid, probably.
Humanoid alien type.
Do you know the sex yet?
No, it's too soon.
Right. So
we have like a couple of weeks. Yeah.
If you get some poodle mix in there, I hear they go for high dollar.
That's true. A badoodle. That's a baby poodle.
Wombadoodle.
A wombadoodle. A wombadoodle.
Part gremlin, part poodle.
A Mogwadoodle?
Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty exciting. You, how do you feel about that?
This is a. I'm gonna be as understated about this as I possibly can, and pretend, but still pretend I care.
Well, I know about it. I mean, I've known about it for 2 weeks now.
I know. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not a surprise for you. Right. But no, it's exciting. It's and
you ready
you know,
for your
crazy.
To hit that reset button? You almost like got some sleep for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Remember the first year? Do you remember the first year?
Yeah, I remember that it aged me like 3 years.
Yeah, I'm. It's like the one thing I'm not looking forward to is the sleep loss.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy right now with where I am in my child raising. I don't think I can hit the reset button on that.
I know. It's like we finally, you know, Sabrina's in a bed now and she's sleeping.
Right.
And it's nice.
You can get laid once in a while without having to it be like a big deal.
Well, that's how I wind up with another kid.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why you need the horse condoms.
Mm. Or some type of outpatient surgery.
Right. Right. That would be good. I'm not planning on having another child. So maybe I should look into that.
Maybe you should, because then you don't have to wear horse condoms anymore.
I've actually switched away from the horse condoms. I got tired of my penis looking black, so I found a new brand.
Racist.
Well, I mean, just it's really a little, it's kind of weird when you look down there and it's like a hefty bag. I don't know.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Cinch sack, cinch sack. And it did
What's
cinch
that
my sack
odor?
A little bit.
And did it cinch your sack?
But I don't know. I don't know if I have the the balls to get my balls under the knife.
Yeah, hey, that's, you know, it's all up to you.
It's up to me. I'll think
sure
about it.
I'm sure we have a listener that's going to comment with some sort of advice one way or another.
Good. I'm looking for some advice on that. Not that we've not that I've discussed it with my wife or anything, but since you brought it up.
But you're discussing it with me, and that's the same thing.
Right. All right, so Shipwreck, anything you need to mention? Are you having a child? Do you have a big announcement to make?
No, not at the moment. My balls are fine. Yeah.
Any large bowel movements instead?
Nothing like noteworthy. I mean, I've been regular here, so it's been a good on that front. I'm tired. That's kind of like having a kid, but
I can announce that Ty has earned his 10 poop stickers. And received a
now are these
present.
Stickers that look like poop?
No, they're Doraemon stickers. It's like a cat type cartoon character, and he gets one every time he poops in the toilet successfully. But then he kept pooping his pants too. So then I would take the stickers away when he would poop his pants. I would get right in his face. I'm like, look what you did! Now you lost your sticker. And he didn't care though. He just sort of smiled. He didn't really cry when I was ripping his Doraemon stickers.
I lost a sticker. You're still wiping my ass.
Right. You're still, you know, dumping a duty into the toilet out of my training pants. So that was a pretty big deal around here. He's getting much better at the toilet training. We have, you know, the occasional accident does happen, but definitely much better. And I was supposed to buy him a big talking Buzz Lightyear toy. But we were in a toy store yesterday, and I got off really cheap by just getting him basically the Japanese equivalent of a Matchbox car. So that was nice.
That's nice. You know, it's the first night of Hanukkah here.
Oh, I did not know that. What do we say to that? Happy Hanukkah?
Happy Hanukkah. Yeah, that's what we say.
Lashana Tova.
That's the best you guys got?
Is that what you
that's
say?
That's it.
Lashana Tova. Is that what we say?
I think that's Happy New Year.
Right.
Is this sock night or what night is this? What do you get?
Tonight, no, tonight's usually the night you get something good. Tonight's Sabrina got a robot tonight.
Tonight's the night you get the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, she got an Alfie the robot. Which
wow,
was
they still make those?
They still Isn't make that those.
That's what we had when we were younger, right?
Yes, that's why I got it. Like, I had these, and Sabrina loves robots. You should have seen her when she opened it. You would have thought it was Christmas, but it was Hanukkah.
<Ba-dum-bum>.
But I know, it was awesome. She was very excited.
I once made a robot when I was younger out of a brown paper grocery bag, and then I cut a slot in it and stuck a tape deck inside, and that was my robot before I got Alfie. So,
and isn't Alfie basically the same thing?
Basically.
Not made out of paper.
You push the top of his head and he talks.
Oh, there's no tape player in it?
No tape player, no. You put cards in him. He plays games with you.
Did you ever, how old are you, Wombat? You're like 32?
3.
30, okay. So maybe you're too young for this.
33.
33 or 30?
Yes, 33. Okay. Shipwreck's 30.
Okay. Did you ever?
I'm 31.
Did you ever go to a bar mitzvah where they had Roe Butler?
I didn't. I don't think I went to a bar mitzvah with a Roe Butler.
What that is?
Are you sure this wasn't a Richie Rich episode?
No, it wasn't really a butler.
Cadbury?
I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, being a Jewish man, that you've gone to some like pretty extravagant bar mitzvahs in your time.
I did go to one that had the entire Stanley Cup winning lineup from the Islanders.
it's ridiculous.
they were really happy to be there, let me tell you.
Well, I'm sure. I hope they got paid.
I'm sure they got paid too much.
Anyway, I was saying, so Roe Butler was this thing you could hire for your party, or and I saw it at several bar mitzvahs, and it was a giant robot that was. I guess they must have, you know, obviously remote controlled it from some room, some back room somewhere. And I guess like the guy in the back room had a picture of all the guests. And if Roe Butler like comes up to you and the guy recognized your picture, he would make some joke about you. You know, like, oh, Uncle Frank still drinking or something like that.
But there's 13-year-old TBD. He's going to be bald someday.
I don't think he could tell at that point. I think I had all my hair at that point.
Oh, we could tell.
You're like, that guy's not going to get laid for a long time. Bitty.
It was Tweaky Bot.
It kind of looked like a giant. No, it didn't really look like Tweaky. Now we got to find a picture of Roe Butler, because anyone who's my age and is Jewish has definitely seen Roe Butler.
Okay.
I've seen those things at like state fairs and stuff where they just go around and like there's somebody standing behind a tree controlling it and they play with the little kids.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I keep thinking of the robot butler from Rocky III.
Happy birthday, Paulie.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. He was the best.
That's the one.
That is.
That's what he says.
Now I'm looking up Roe Butler. I'm really distracted. Oh, I can't. There's no picture of him.
How about we start the show?
Okay, let's do the show. Let's do some. I don't know. These are not really show feedback, but just some general questions involving recent times, I guess. Dan from Facebook wanted to know where we could download last week's show. We just told you. He also wanted to know what our best purchase on Black Friday or Cyber Monday was. Wombat, did you make any purchases?
I picked up Need for Speed for $35.
From Best Buy?
From Target.
Target.
Because I also went there to get a sweater for $10.
Nice.
Yeah, can't beat that. And I don't know if it's really a Black Friday sale, because you probably still get it at that price, but I did order my soundbar.
I see.
That day. And it already arrived, so that's kind of sweet. I got that from Amazon.
Have you tried it out yet?
I did.
This is some Sony, cool. Like $300...
It's less than that.
Yeah, 250 or something?
230.
230. And it comes with a little subwoofer too, right?
Yeah, it comes with a subwoofer and in the one bar, that's the whole point.
Right.
And it has what's unique about it is that it has HDMI ports built into the subwoofer.
Right.
So you can plug in, you know, all your consoles and then do one out into the TV as opposed to, you know, right. I don't know. Having to go behind it and pull in wires to get it to play with
right.
all your different devices.
It's got like an AV receiver built into it, basically.
Yeah, which is neat.
Have
especially
you
for that
tried
price.
It out? Or
yeah, I played with it yesterday. I mean, not for very long because I only got it yesterday. But so far I'm impressed.
Now, can you actually hear like surround sound?
Kind of. I mean, I couldn't really turn it up too loud because it was last night.
Right.
So
good news. I found a picture of Roe Butler.
I was so fucking worried.
It's hard to find. I only saw one, actually. So, and a shipwreck, anything for you?
I picked up actually a lot of presents for different people, and...
Am I one of those people?
I don't remember. I don't know. I bought a lot of stuff off of Amazon through your link, so that's
a good
pretty good present. And I bought a lot of... Amazon had a lot of good MP3 albums for $1.99. So I got in a lot of those. I bought some $10 Blu-rays, some $5 Blu-rays. Just little stuff, mainly.
Gotcha. I didn't buy anything. I bought some of those albums on Amazon. I bought the Kanye West album, and I bought the John Lennon Power to the People.
Yes, I got that as well.
Oh, I bought myself an Apple TV, but that's not really a Black Friday thing.
How's that? I have one of those. The old version. You have the new
I got
version,
the new
right?
The new one. That just came out in Japan. It's It's actually really impressive for $100. You know, it's, first of all, it's really small. It's, you know, you can rent TV shows for $1 and you can rent movies for $3 to $5, basically. It does some neat stuff if you have an iPad or an iPhone where you can, you know, show videos off of your phone, if like, or like off of YouTube on your phone or the iPad or pictures that you have. It's pretty cool. And it, you know, all goes through HDMI. For $100, I think it's, you know, it's pretty much a no-brainer. For me, like, I can't, this is the only way that I can legally download movies and TV shows, because Netflix does not work here. The PS3 and Xbox 360 movie stuff doesn't work here, but Apple TV does. And
I think it's, if you use iTunes, like that's where you use all your music and all your movies and everything through on your computer. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense to have one of these, because it's just seamless, like as far as bringing all your content to your TV.
Yeah, you can. So what I can do is I can take my iPhone and I can select any, very easily through basically the iPod interface, you know, using the remote app, and select any music, and it'll play through my sound system in my living room, streaming off my computer. Really super easy. And like I said, it's only $100. If it was $200, that's probably a whole nother story. And if it wasn't like the size of my fist, that might be another story. But it's so small and cheap, why the hell not? And plus, you can watch those movie trailers so easily. I entertain Ty with just watching the movie trailers. I've yet to actually have to buy a movie for him. We just keep watching the Cars 2 trailer.
I still think $100 is too much for something where you have to buy all the content for it. And like, I don't want to spend $1.
You don't have to buy
TV
all the content
show
for it. You can use anything that's in iTunes.
Well, I guess.
And
I don't know.
Any movie that you have in iTunes, you can use.
I see. So if I have, say, a DVD ripping software, right, that I pull everything into my iTunes,
right,
then I can watch everything on my TV.
Yes.
Correct.
It's just a super easy way to do stuff. It's I don't, you know, if you already have Netflix and you're watching it through your Xbox or PS3, I mean, maybe, because this, you can use Netflix on this too. But the cool thing is you don't have to power it on. It just stays on all the time. So if you're annoyed by having to power on your consoles to watch Netflix, this might be better.
Now, how do you make purchases through the Apple TV? Like, where does it go, the download?
It doesn't. You don't download anything. You just stream it.
It's renting. You only rent.
You only rent. You can only rent.
Oh, okay. See, on the Apple TV, the old Apple TVs, you could buy because they had hard drives.
Right. This is only renting. And I did try. I rented Get Him to the Greek just to check it out. Like, the, you know. Yeah. The quality was very good. Like, the video and audio quality was really quite good, even though it only does 720p and not 1080p. Looked fine to me. I didn't have any problem there. And the movie was mildly entertaining also.
I saw the Harry Potter movie.
How was that?
Harry Potter's in it.
Was it boring, like the last
one? He does magic. It wasn't as boring as the last one. Daniel Radcliffe takes his shirt off a lot.
How's he look?
He looks good.
Yeah?
I'll admit, if I looked like Daniel Radcliffe, I'd take my shirt off a lot too.
Right.
But he takes his shirt off, like, and he's like, "Oh, I'm all wet," like every 10 seconds. Right. I need to change my shirt. Like, really?
What about the chick? Does she take her shirt off at all?
Yeah, she does once.
Oh, is she wearing like a witch bra?
She has one gigantic boob. It's kind of weird.
Is it magic? It's magical.
It's one gigantic magic boob.
Hermione's magic boobs.
Yes, that's actually what it's called. It's called Harry Potter and Hermione's magic boob.
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 Just one boob.
Singular, yeah.
Right. Well, I don't know. I was sort of bummed out by the last one. I think I'll just wait to, you know, for the video.
It's much better than the last one, and it has me excited for the next one that comes out this summer.
Is there only two? Is there two more?
Yeah, there's this one and the one that comes out this summer, and that's it.
And then it's over.
Then it's all over.
I see.
Harry Potter dies.
All right. He's smothered by a giant boob.
Yeah, he's smothered by a giant boob.
All right, let's see.
And that redheaded douchebag.
Some other feedback.
Not
here.
You, Shipwreck.
The other redheaded douchebag. Let's see. Jaderl 1982 says, "You should move back to America, Chiefy. Those Chinamen are about to start World War III, and your white ass is the target." I think he might have things a little backwards.
I don't know. You thought that was a target. You thought that was an earthquake.
It was China. It was the Chinamen coming to get me.
It was the Chinamen from North Korea.
Right. The Korean Chinamen.
Uh-huh.
Right. There's many different Asian countries out there. They're not everybody.
No, there's not.
Everybody's not Chinese who, you know, looks Asian. You keep that in mind, everybody out there.
But they all make egg rolls.
Right. They all eat fried rice. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's probably true.
Which country is the lucky cat from? Because I'm confused about that. I thought that was a Chinese thing, but that was all over Japan as well.
Japan has adopted a lot of other Asian countries' things and sort of done their own take on it. I don't know where it originated, but...
There's no such thing as a lucky cat in a Chinese restaurant.
But I'm bummed.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, man. I gotta hand it to you on that. I think that's it. Let's move on to new releases. Well, actually, you know what? Let's do this before we do that. Doug Tron.
Great.
You can do with this or you can do with that. Doug Tron 3030 wanted to know my thoughts on the best Black Friday Cyber Monday deals, or our thoughts. I don't really know what's the best or whatnot, but I can tell you from Amazon what sold the best over the last week. And maybe people would be interested in that.
I did get another deal on Black Friday.
What's that?
My $15 Snuggie that you saw a picture of. The Superman Snuggie.
Yeah. It's pretty...
That thing is badass.
You might have got ripped off on that. Okay.
What sold the best?
Let's guess. I mean, you have to guess because I know the answer. But what do you think was the best console exclusive game? Or any game on one platform. Or anything just on a single platform. You know, you can include a multi-platform game, but for numbers-wise, you know, it would just be on one platform. From Amazon in the last week. Hmm. Anyone? No?
I got to think of what was on sale. I know Need for Speed was on sale for $35 and $30 some of the time.
I'll give you a hint. The number one, it was an exclusive game.
Oh, it was an exclusive. Yes. So okay. I was going to guess exclusive. Madden. So that would date. It's not yes. Madden.
In fact, the top two are both exclusives.
Was it a Wii game?
No.
Okay, so it wasn't Just Dance 2.
No.
How about Mod Nation Racers?
No, what are you, insane?
I don't know. Tell us what it is.
Wombat, just guess.
Insane.
Was it Fall? No, that's not exclusive. Was it Fable?
Yes. Thank you. Hey. I knew you would get it. Yes.
Fable?
Fable 3 was number one. It was $30 on Amazon. Number two, you won't guess, it was Infamous because it was $10. Number three was Assassin's Creed Brotherhood for the 360. I'm assuming it was for the 360. I didn't even bother clicking, but I'm assuming. Number four was the God of War Collection, which I believe was also $10.
$10, yep.
Number five, this was pretty surprising, 3D Dot Game Heroes.
It's for $15.
Mm-hmm. Number six, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit for the 360. Number seven, Red Dead Redemption for the 360. Which was Need for Speed was also down to $30, and Red Dead was $30 also, I believe. Left 4 Dead 2 was number 8, and that was $10. Halo Reach, number 9, was $30. And number 10, Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare for the 360, which I believe was $21 or $22. I forget.
20.
20?
It's 20 right now, yes.
Oh, okay. I think it went down, actually. By the way, I didn't realize that was a standalone game.
Yeah, it had all the other DLC that came out on it also.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you could just pop that into your console and you don't need the full version of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And cool. Surprising, I'll just mention one more. Number 11 was Majin and the Forsaken Kingdom.
That's great.
Yeah, I thought you'd be
happy. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, I thought you would be. That was... and
$23, though. I mean, the week it came out, yeah. That's insane.
Well, wasn't it a $40 game or no?
It was a $40 game, okay. Which is ridiculous to begin with.
Right.
Like, based on what else has come out this year for $60, mm-hmm. Majin was a steal at $40, and then to get it for $23 is, I can understand why it sold so well. I'm glad it did.
Yeah, I'll post the whole list, you know, like maybe the top 25 later. You know, if you take in like the multi-platform games into account, you know, Assassin's Creed comes in first and Need for Speed is second probably. And then maybe Borderlands is probably higher up. But yeah.
It was odd to not see that many deals on Call of Duty.
Yeah, basically none. Right, it was 55. Maybe they had a $55 deal with a $10 credit. I think was the best that popped up at during the last week. Yeah, I that was pretty surprising. I guess they just don't want to do anything on that. They figure it'll sell. And I'll tell you, Enslaved for the month, Enslaved did very well because it was like wasn't it like $25 earlier in the month? I think maybe a deal of the day or something.
Yeah, it was. It was $25 some during the Black Friday too. Like okay. Sometime during that weekend.
I think almost everybody bought it earlier in the month because it's not really not very high up on my chart for the last 7 days, but I remember for the whole month, I think it did very well.
Good.
So I thought that would make you happy because I know you're.
Yeah, those two Namco games were really well done.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to get the advertising out there for them.
Oh, and actually, if you add the PS3 version in to the 360 version of Majin and the Forsaken Kingdom, it actually was much higher on the chart. Maybe like top five, perhaps. So, yeah, good stuff.
Interesting.
Good.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the... Oh, and also I want to thank everybody for buying stuff through CAG. Always, but especially on Black Friday. Definitely appreciate that. And hopefully, you know, you got everything you needed on CAG. Hopefully we had all the info for you. I did try to work very hard to keep all that shit updated. So, yeah. I mean, not hard like laying bricks or something, but hard for sitting at a computer doing stuff. New releases?
Sure. There's a few this week. Not too much.
I was going to say like two.
Yeah, I guess the biggest one is Disney Epic Mickey for the Wii.
Yep.
I don't know. A lot of people wanted us to talk about it.
I didn't play it.
But honestly, I didn't play it either. We played it at E3.
Yep. And I insulted the guy.
How did that get? What do you mean?
Well, I was playing the game and I said, you know, because I said, I asked, I thought nicely because it was, you know, still a work in progress.
You know how tactful one
is. Right. I asked them if they had planned on improving the camera in the final version.
Hey, excuse me. Did you plan on making this camera any less shitty in the final version?
Basically. But the funny thing is, if you go to Metacritic, you could read every single review, and every review says the camera is terrible.
Right. What did the guy say?
I don't think he said anything.
He kicked you in the nuts.
He just kind of stared at Wombat, and then I took the controller from Wombat. I think it's how that went.
if he had listened to me then, that game would probably be 2 points higher on Metacritic.
All right.
I don't know. I like what they're going with on the art style. I like Disney characters, but I'm really not a fan of 3D platformers anymore, I don't think. Like, I still like the 2D ones a lot. I like Donkey Kong. I like Kirby. But these 3D ones, even Super Mario Galaxy, they just are kind of boring to me.
Boring? Or is it a camera issue? Because it's hard to get the camera right in a 3D platformer.
Yeah, the camera's an issue too, but it's really just boring. Like, there's usually just so much open space that you're just running around in, and it's difficult to like line up your jumps, and it just doesn't feel as precise as what a 2D platformer is all about. It's like a totally different kind of mechanic that's going on. And then on the Wii, it just looks murky. Like, the art style kind of isn't like done justice on the Wii.
Yeah, you would think you'd like to see this on a high definition console where everything just
pops. I
wouldn't
mind it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. All right. How's it doing on Metacritic? What's the what's it rocking?
78.
All right. Just curious. I mean, I'm not buying it no matter what it is, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a chance that it may come to 360 and PS3 down the line.
Right.
I don't see any reason why it really needs the motion controls. You could do the spraying of the paint and the paint thinner with the analog stick just as easily.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else came out this week? Nailed for the 360 and PS3. That's that ATV racing game from Deep Silver and South Peak.
Oh, all right.
We checked that out at E3 as well. That game is really fast, like insanely fast, which it's kind of fun what I played of it, but it's also a little janky. Like there's not that much to it. There's no, you don't preload into your jumps. There's not really a deep trick system or anything. And you kind of just bounce off of stuff because you're going so fast. So it's fun in short doses, I would guess. But I haven't played the full retail product, but it seems like a rental.
Right. All right.
What else? And the other game that's worth mentioning is Golden Sun Dark Dawn for the DS, which I have that in, and I've just played a little bit of it. Hardly any at all. I just popped it in. But
right.
I'm sure it's a good RPG.
You didn't pick up Chevrolet Camaro for the Wii?
No, I don't. I've heard bad things.
I heard you drive a Camaro.
I heard you can change the color of the Camaro.
That's bullshit.
No, that's only on the 360 version.
No, it's only on the iPhone version.
Right.
Yeah, so, well, and then on downloads, I guess we should mention those.
Okay.
For Xbox Live Arcade, Unbound Saga came out, which I don't remember, or I don't know if you guys remember that. I played that on the PSP a long time ago. It was a side-scrolling brawler that is taking place in, like, a comic book.
Oh.
I do remember that, yes.
It was all right on the PSP. They would have to do some serious work to make it a legitimate Xbox Live Arcade game.
Which they probably won't.
Well, it's out. I don't know if they did or not.
All right.
And then for the PSN, Dead Nation came out, which is by the Super Stardust HD guys.
Yeah, I saw some screenshots of that. It looked pretty cool, but then I read that you really need to play it co-op in order to get through it. And then I also read that the levels can take you an hour to clear.
See, that was my big problem with Super Stardust as well, is that it just, every game was just so long to play it.
It's a twin stick shooter, right? With zombies in it?
Pretty much, I think.
I think that's the main, gist. Yeah.
That's my reaction.
And it's $15, I believe.
Yeah, I don't want to spend $15.
Not for you, cheapy.
It's not? Do you have a free one for me?
No, it's $11.99 for you.
In Japan?
Because you're PlayStation Plus.
Oh, yes. I forgot I'm PlayStation Plus. Shit, man. The savings are fucking piling on. I'm going to be buried in these savings. You're not even going to be able to find me next week. Too many savings.
You're going
to
retire just from your savings.
Right, from my PSN Plus savings.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting. All right. You didn't get a free one?
Yeah, so that's the new releases. Enjoy.
Okay, excellent. Let's move on to some CAG news and stuff. First, I want to give a very nice thank you. Well, I don't know if the thank you is nice, but Garnett from Weekend Confirmed gave CAG a really nice shout out on their show last week, basically saying that we're the place to go for all your shopping needs. And it was really a very nice plug. So I want to thank Garnett for that. And,
I only listen to that show when Christian Spicer's on.
Is that true?
Yes.
I listen to that show.
He's,
I like that
Yeah,
show.
He's very good. I mean...
Is it Garnett or Garnet?
Garnet.
Oh. I think it's Garnet.
Shit, man. Sorry.
It was a kind of good apology.
It's the thought that counts.
Right. I still don't know how to say it. Garnet.
Garnet. Garnet.
Garnet. I told you I had a friend named Garrett.
It's like, damn it.
That I worked
just like
with.
That.
He wasn't a friend, but I worked with this guy, Garrett, at a real estate. Anyway, thank you very much. That was very kind.
I want to hear more about Garrett. Let's hear that story. Garrett.
So you worked with him.
Yeah. My commercial real estate days. GVA Williams. Maybe the worst job definitely the worst job I ever had. Probably the worst job anyone would ever have in being in commercial real estate.
I think selling copying machines is worse.
No, it's not. Trust me, it's not. Did they pay you a salary?
They did.
Okay, it's not worse.
There you go. I guess you win.
Yeah, so everyone check out Weekend Confirmed on iTunes. Very good show. And I did a guest stint on the 8-4 Play podcast. and you should definitely check that out. I put it up on the front page, so you can just get a link to it right there with Mark McDonald and John Riccardi and Hiroko and Justin. It's fun. I had a good time. I drank three tall beers during the show. See if you can tell.
Talking about Monster Hunter?
There was a lot of talk about Monster Hunter. That's when I focused on the beer, mostly. See if you can find out at what point in the show I'm drunk. You probably can't tell. I'm very well.
I would say that's after the first one.
I'm going to go with when you say, hi, my name is GBD.
No. I'm good at drinking beer. So yeah, check that out. It was a lot of fun. Also want to mention our Child's Play charity events that we have going on right now. We've got a raffle, and you can, there's links to these on the top of every page on cheapassgamer.com. So our raffle, for every $5 you don't donate to Child's Play, you'll get a ticket into this raffle where the grand prize is every console and handheld. So that's the grand prize, and there's a lot of smaller prizes as well. $500 gift certificate to Play Asia, game bundles, all kinds of great stuff from the CAD community. And we're also doing a promotion where if you're a new follower to us on Twitter for at Video Game Deals, we'll donate 25 cents to Child's Play. And I might double that. Might make that announcement soon. Just because why not? It's for charity. And I sent a nice email to all the major three major gaming blogs, and they didn't post any of it. So that was pretty nice. They did, however, post a lot of really exciting news about the Killzone 3 Hellgast Edition being available in Europe, which I'm sure is a pretty hot story.
I got an email here from Mick from the Lunch Boys from the Fanboys Lunchcast.
Uh-huh.
If you're familiar with,
I'm a big fan of the Lunch Boys Fancast.
The Fanboys Lunchcast. No, I can't read.
That shit's not good.
Anyway, he's saying that if we record ourselves singing "Do They Know It's Christmas," he will donate $10 per podcast host to Child's Play.
We have to do the whole freaking song.
Well, he wants a bunch of he sent a personal email to me, but he mentioned in his email that he emailed a lot of other podcast hosts, hoping that everyone will sing it so he could cut and paste it together into a game podcast host version of "Do They Know It's Christmas."
It's gonna be awful.
Oh, I'm sure it would be awful. I think that's kind of the point.
Right. I'll think about that.
You think about it. You let me know. But now I have it out there.
Right. So I was pretty bummed out that nobody posted about our fundraisers. I don't know what the problem was. What's the problem?
It's because it's too much. People don't like promoting you in your website.
Yeah, why is that?
Because you're too successful and people hate successful people.
Is that true?
That is true.
Oh, all right. There's Wombat with the answer. You're making a lot of sense today, Wombat.
I don't know.
What's going on over there? You must have had a really good night.
I don't know that you've been wrong yet either.
No, not yet. We got time. There's time.
There is time. I think I was wrong about something last week.
Several things.
I'm sure.
Because they did post about it in previous years. And it's not like I send them a lot of stuff asking them to post. I think,
personally, and I can't confirm this, I think there's a general thought out there that you don't need other people's promotion.
I don't, but this is not real. This is for charity, right? This is to raise money for charity.
I don't think it matters. People don't care. They don't read that much.
They don't read that much into it. I mean, it's not like I'm sending stuff to them saying, hey, you know, there's a sale on Amazon. Can you please post it and link back to us? I don't do that. I never do that.
I know. Well, also, it's also, you know, what are you going to do for them? There's nothing you can really do for anyone else.
Oh, I mean, what do they care? It's for charity.
Well, no one.
I'm not asking people to give me money.
I know that. I know.
Money to Child's Play.
I know what your intentions are, but sometimes right. Intentions
it does
don't
nothing
matter.
For me. If some stranger comes to the website and donates money to Child's Play, I do not make money off of that.
No, you don't. You may, you know. I do believe that you have some sort of fetish involving charity.
Fetish.
Some sort of charity fetish.
Fine. But I look at the chip-in widget every night before I go to sleep, and I, you know, play with myself.
I know.
I blame joystick. I couldn't ejaculate last night, and I blame joystick.
Exactly. It's cool. You know, we all have our things.
Right.
But, you know, yours at least is, you know, in the right place.
Right. I don't know. It kind of bummed me out. I mean, I don't understand what the big deal is. So much garbage gets posted every day. You can't throw my garbage in there too.
I mean, I think you need to get over it.
I'm over it. It
doesn't sound like you're
so
over it.
Far from over it.
I was just disappointed.
I don't care at all. Why does joystick suck? But I don't care.
I didn't say that. I was just disappointed that I couldn't. That I, you know, people weren't interested in promoting a charity fundraiser. It seemed a little.
Some people have been. Screw Attack's been helping.
Screw Attack has been awesome. Destin is the best. Destin has personally raised a lot of money for Child's Play just from his actions. And he did it in a very funny way, a very creative way. So big shout out to Destin. Big shout out to Screw Attack. I like them. They're my friends. Now I know who my friends are.
You got a lot of friends, Cheapy. It's all right. It's going to be okay.
I'm out
of
here. Right.
It's for the kids. It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. That's why Wombat's here. It's for the kids.
I want to raise $60,000 for the kids. Is that so wrong?
No.
No. Okay. Anyway, speaking of raising money, let's raise some money for Shipwreck and Wombat.
I'm behind this.
Right. GoDaddy.com for all your domain registration and web hosting needs. We've got your coupon codes. In fact, Jon Snow, world famous Jon Snow, used one of our coupon codes to register his domain name. Oh,
the Magaziner? Was that one?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask, actually.
Oh, because he tweeted about his new website.
Oh, okay. That must be it.
The Magaziner. So cool.
I thought it was jeansnow.com. Anyway, 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. Word.
I just sent that as a tip to Kotaku. Let's see.
Good idea. Speaking of Jon Snow, he came over last night and we watched the finale to Sons of Anarchy, season 3 finale, which was awesome. Great show, by the way. All right, let's move on to multi-platforming Wombat's news and stuff. Take it away, Wombat.
Actually, I'm going to table this one over to Shipwreck because he has the first thing on the list.
Oh.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
And it's Majin and the Forsaken Kingdom.
I was going to say,
again.
I could talk about Majin and the Forsaken Kingdom, but I haven't played it, so it'd be kind of weird.
Right.
You should probably play it, though, Wombat. We talked a little bit about this on the live show, but I've finished it since then, and it is a very good game. I was really surprised by it. It's basically a story like about a young man and his monster pet.
Hmm.
And them saving this kingdom, obviously. And the basis is you play as the young dude, and he's not very strong, but he's stealthy. So you got to use like the brute strength of your pet to defeat enemies, and you can do combos and stuff. And then you power up by doing stuff together, and you get friendship points and everything like that. And then your combos get stronger and everything, but all of the environments, which are all, the whole game is linked together in one continuous type of map. So you can go in and out of all the different environments at it, like as you go along. But all the environments are kind of have like a dungeon aspect to it, where you have to figure out how to get from point A to point B and eliminate the enemies and find all the treasure chests and open up the next door to the next area.
If you had to compare this to one other game, what would it be?
It's similar to I guess it's Eco. I guess that's what it's similar to. Mm. But it sounds like an
episode of Dora the Explorer to me.
Right. It's that too. It's Eco mixed with Dora the Explorer. And there's a little bit of Sesame Street in there because the voice acting is terrible in this game.
Oh.
And your pet, the Majin, he kind of sounds like Cookie Monster. I think I can get Wombat some interactive time here. He hasn't talked in a little while, but there's also these woodland creatures that help you out. So I don't know, Wombat, can you give me a helpful game tip and a Cockney accent? Just any kind of helpful game tip.
Like, I know. Well, you put me on the spot here.
That was the idea.
Hello, why don't you push the X button, you blimey butthole?
Yeah, work? Not as charming as that, but not as yes, that's a woodland creature. You'll talk to one of those. That
hey,
would be like
why don't you push the circle button, or are you too daft?
Yes, that's the female version, and that would be like a rabbit or something, or like a rat or something. And then
have
the next one we talked to
the
was
triangle button.
No, we're past the Cockney now. There's only a couple of those. The next one would sound like a parrot, but it's not a parrot. It's a rat.
A rat parrot?
Give me a parrot voice.
A parrot?
Yes.
A parrot.
Yes, a parrot. Give me a parrot. Give me a parrot.
Why don't you push the X button?
Okay, you're spot on so far in the voice acting in this game.
There you go.
Are there any dinosaurs?
That's my job.
The next one, you're going to be a parrot, but not sound like a parrot. You're going to sound like Whoopi Goldberg.
Patrick Swayze's inside of me. I mean it. It's Patrick Swayze. He's inside me.
It's all perfect. You're hired. You can do every voice in this game.
We can save so much money on the sequel.
Oh, they definitely saved a lot of money on the voice acting in this game. But it's a really quality game. Like I would say, seriously, it's kind of a mix of Eco with Legend of Zelda type things with it, because you get new powers. You get like your fire power and your electric power, and you use all those to solve the puzzles. I would definitely check it out. I don't know if it's still on sale at Amazon.
Nice graphics?
Good enough graphics. Mm-hmm. Not a top tier, but it looks pretty. It's a fun world to be in.
All right, cool. People check it out.
Yeah, and it's long, too. It took me like 16 hours, I think.
Sweet. You have a review coming for that?
I do. I haven't had much time to write anything here lately, but I do have a review about halfway finished, and we're going to get a buttload of reviews here soon on CAG.
A buttload. That's a good
a buttload. I got a buttload saved up, just ready to squeeze out.
Majin is back up to $39.99 on Amazon.com.
All right, so what's next, Wombat?
Well, I picked up, as I mentioned on Black Friday, the Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
That game is pretty badass.
Yes, I was telling you.
You told me. You
I talked
told
you
me.
Into it.
You did. And I said, okay, if I buy one game on Black Friday, it would be Need for Speed. And they had it, so I felt that required to purchase it, because I said I would if I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not regret that purchase in any way, shape, or form, because that game is hella fun.
Right. They tapped into what makes a racing game fun, and that is police versus speeders smashing into each other.
Yeah, you get crashes, you got fast, I like licensed cars. I always wanted to play a Burnout game with licensed cars, and this is basically as close as I'm going to get. So I'm enjoying it very much, and you and I played a little multiplayer online together.
Yeah, even though it was just two of us in the room, we did the interceptor mode where one person's the cop and one person's the speeder, and the whole world is basically open. You can drive her in any direction, and you have to try to get away from the cop. And it was a lot of fun, even just the two of us.
Yeah, that last race was pretty intense.
Yeah, we were both down to what?
A sliver. Yeah. Whoever hit who first was gonna win.
It was pretty. And it's a pretty white knuckle type of game where you can break a sweat playing that game. It's pretty intense. My only complaint with the game is that in the multiplayer modes, which are incredibly fun, if you want to play with your friends and play with, join another game with other people, like for example, if Wombat and I wanted to play with a room with six other people, it's a huge pain in the ass. There's no party matchmaking. So basically what you have to do is have one person join a room and hope that there's empty slots available, and then the other person has to open up their friends list and join that way, which is, for a top-tier game like this, it's just, I
don't
know.
Bush League.
Yeah, it's very weird that's not better integrated. But once you get in, you're going to have a great time. And it's cool that when you play online, all the experience that you earn carries over to the single player. So it's great. It's just so much fun. Definitely recommend it. One of the best games of the year for sure. And yeah, love it. Love it. And speaking of games I love, has anyone else picked up Assassin's Creed Brotherhood yet?
Yeah, I'm about 4 hours into it.
Oh, okay. I'm not
did
sure
you buy
how
it or did you get it?
No, I got it for review. Did you?
Okay.
We had a review up on CAG. It was written by world famous Chan.
Right. Yes. Which one? What version did you get?
I have the PS3 version.
Oh, the multiplayer is so fun. Gotta get in.
I can pick up the 360 version as well.
It's really a great game. I mean, I've been playing the single player. Mrs. Cheapy really loves it. She's so into it. We've been playing it almost every night this week. I'm over 20 hours into it, but I think a lot of that is the multiplayer because I've just been playing the multiplayer so much. It's definitely one of the best games of the year also. It's going to be tough, man. This is one of my favorite games of the year, and I haven't finished it yet. So I know we're going to have our show where we choose our favorite games, and I think this is definitely going to be on the list. It's just they've really made improvements in this sequel. Like, you look at Fable 3, and that took a sort of a backward step, and this one has definitely taken a forward step. They've made the combat more fun. They've given you a lot more stuff to do. The game just looks incredible. The art in the game is just so amazing. I mean, I climbed up the Colosseum. You know, the whole game takes place in Rome. I climbed up to the top of the Colosseum, and just the view is incredible. I mean, it's just you're looking down into the Colosseum. You're looking out into the city. It's just one of those games where you just say, wow, a lot. So definitely recommend that. I'm glad a lot of people picked it up on Black Friday. Wombat, you got to get it. Did you play the other ones?
Oh yeah, I played both of them.
You finished both of them?
I didn't finish two, but I'm like right at the end.
Oh, you gotta finish two.
I know, I'm like right at the end and I never did.
You gotta, the ending is so good. You gotta finish it.
I know. It's on my to-do list.
Okay.
This will be the third Assassin's Creed game I've finished this year.
This year? Wow.
Crazy.
No, Assassin's Creed 2, I guess I finished November of last year. Oh, but okay. Basically, in 13 months, I'll have played through three Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah, they said they're coming out with another one next year. Hey, as long as they're still good, I don't care how many you make.
Yeah, well, that's
as long as they make the worlds interesting. Like, the worlds are just so much fun to run around.
Yeah, I don't know what they could do. They got to do something different, I think, if they're going to release another one next year. Because, you know, this one just takes place in Rome. I think we need a new area. And you
what's your wish list era?
Well, I'll tell you, our friend Russ Frushnick suggested New York City during the draft riots. You know, like the what's that movie called? Something of Gangs of New York.
Okay.
A Gangs of New York type Assassin's Creed game. And I thought that was an incredible idea.
I think that's a great idea too. There's a lot of good ideas you could do with that.
You could do.
I know revolutionary France, Victorian England. You know, kind of like a Sherlock Holmes.
I'm saying London. We maybe need to get out of Europe though.
Yeah, maybe Pork Factory Cincinnati.
Pork Factory Cincinnati.
Maybe Japan, feudal Japan. Played out. Man,
there's been a lot of feudal Japan games.
Yeah, but not good ones where you can climb buildings and stab people. A lot of bad Tenchu games.
Yeah, there have been. What about like Chicago, 1930 Chicago?
I don't know. But I think once you get into
really
the gun era.
Right.
Like, I know this one has some more shooting, but I think once you introduce guns as the main mechanic.
Well, I was going to say, what if you don't introduce guns? Well, that might be the whole, you're the assassin, you don't use guns, and everyone else has guns.
Like Batman.
Like Batman. You're sneaking up on people and stabbing them in the back of the neck.
Like what Batman. If Batman is one of the assassins?
Oh, you blew my mind.
I know. Anyway. And maybe there's a prince in Persia that could be one too.
Persia?
That's just stupid. Yes.
I think the point that everybody needs to take away from this is that Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is awesome and you should definitely get it. That's really what I'm trying to get across.
Is that what you're trying to get across?
Get it on your Christmas Hanukkah list.
I'll get it on my Christmas list right now.
Okay. And who's been playing Medal of Honor or some other game that's...
No, I did. I started it last night on the PS3. I started it. You know what? I'm a little annoyed because you can change some of the controller options, mm-hmm. and I have it on the PS3. I can't switch my L1, L2 buttons around, my shoulder buttons.
Right.
So I can't use my Raven with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I can't switch it so I can use the trigger to shoot, and it just feels awkward.
You get used to it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird because, you know, I want to use that controller because I bought it, but right. It's kind of a bummer. And even when I use the DualShock, it's kind of like having just played Call of Duty using those bottom triggers as my aim and fire, I still keep going to that. So I've thrown a lot of grenades that I haven't meant to throw.
Right.
Well, what do you think of it besides that?
So far, I'm only like an hour into it, so it's kind of hard to say. But so far, so good. I hope to finish it soon.
It seems... I don't know. I thought it was pretty competent. Like, it reminded me of Battlefield and of Call of Duty.
I think I'm going to do, since I started, it's going to be Call of Duty, Medal of Honor, then Battlefield. Because I have Bad Company 2 sitting here waiting to be played also.
They did just come out with the new maps. Freedom, if you have the VIP pass, they released... They're actually recreations of other maps, but they're new to Battlefield Bad Company 2, which is more than any of those other VIP packs have done. So I haven't tried it out yet, though. Let's see. Where else are we here? All right, Wombat, what else?
Did you see that they're introducing new characters to Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light?
No.
They're adding Kane and Lynch.
Mm-hmm. The naked versions?
I hope not. And they're
that
adding
makes no sense. Okay.
And they're adding Kane and Raziel. Raziel. I'm trying to think of the last time I played Legacy of Kane.
Right, a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Soul Reaver is still one of the best games ever.
All right,
they were good games.
I'm not interested in that DLC. For sure.
I'm curious to see Kane and Raziel.
Now, can you play like as Lara Croft and Raziel?
I don't think so. I think it's only
it's
only the pairs.
See, that makes it more interesting to me if you can mix and match them.
Can you do online co-op on all versions yet, or only the PlayStation 3 version?
I thought it came out for everything. It had to be by now. Come on.
It came out so much later than everything that right. It didn't matter.
Right. I'm sure it's out by now. What
you
else we
would
got?
Think, but you know.
Right.
I didn't, I guess, you know, what is it? Riccatello from EA has confirmed that he has no intention on buying Harmonix. Is that,
that's
is
what,
that
what
we're supposed to believe?
That's what he said. He said he called it something. Where's his quote? He says, I'm sure some smart investor will buy the business feeling that they can catch a falling knife, but more people have been cut trying to catch falling knives than have benefited from getting the timing exactly right.
Yeah, that means he doesn't want it.
Yeah.
If you're comparing something to catching a knife,
right.
That's not high on his priority list.
No. Doing a show with TBD is like trying to catch a falling knife. Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
No, it's not a... It's not a positive.
That's not a positive.
Positive comment. So
well, I mean, yeah. It makes sense though. He's not wrong. I mean, they're not a very attractive company to buy. Right
no, now. I don't see why you know why you would want to buy. And you know the rumor is that the asking price is a little too high.
Apple should buy them, and then Harmonix will make a game that runs only on Apple TV. There it is, 2012. It'll be
all new instruments for everybody.
Apple Rock.
Yeah, no one's gonna want that.
Right now, all new instruments. Right, everybody wants new instruments.
Yeah, no one wants that.
I know. All right, what else we got? We're out of here. We're done with multi-platforming.
Yeah,
nothing
we're
for
done.
Sony. Nothing.
I played my PS3 yesterday. Is that something?
What'd you play?
I played Medal of Honor.
Oh. Everybody wants to know what we think of Gran Turismo 5, but none of us are buying it, and I don't think any of us are really interested in buying it.
I got Need for Speed.
Right, exactly. Need for Speed I know is fun. Gran Turismo 5 seems like
work. It's got like an 82 or something
right.
on Metacritic.
Which has got to be disappointing for PlayStation fans if they care about reviews. If they don't care about reviews, then they don't give a shit, but...
I'm sure I'll play it some of it at some point, but it's just not appealing.
It seems
I
like
did
work.
Like the video showing the difference between the AI and Forza
yeah.
and Gran Turismo though.
Yeah, I saw that. They posted that on Ars Technica in their review.
Oh, it was funny. Like they for those who haven't seen it, you should I don't know, just Google it or YouTube it or something. But
give me the 10-second rundown of what it is.
Basically they've parked a car in Forza facing they did it in both games on a turn they've parked it facing the wrong way on the track and so they're watching the reactions of the computer AI as they come speeding around this turn In Forza, all of the cars brake and steer around the car. And there's even, like, later in the video, there's a version where this guy is, like, trying to pass somebody as they're coming around that turn, and he just, like, slams on the brakes and, like, shifts back over into, like, to get out of the way. In Gran Turismo, the car just comes around the turn and just, like, rams right into the back of the car that's parked there, or right into the front of it since it's facing the wrong way. And then it just proceeds to, like, ram it over and over again until it's pushed it out of the way enough that it can keep going on its line.
Right. Like, they're basically, like, the cars are on rails, basically.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. That's not that interesting.
That's not why I'm not interested in the game. It just seems like a lot of work. I mean, maybe if I see it cheap somewhere, I'll pick it up, but I just have so many other games that I'm interested in playing right now.
Doesn't this seem like the kind of game that would benefit from coming out not in the middle of a big holiday rush?
Yes.
It's just such an investment.
It didn't. It came out at the end of the big holiday rush.
Right, even worse. Everybody had already bought all these other games.
With no marketing.
Yeah.
Oh, Gran Turismo.
I mean, I've played a lot of Gran Turismo over the year, so I feel like I don't necessarily need to play anymore. Like, it doesn't seem like there was any great innovation here, except the graphics look better.
Well, if anyone was going to play,
they were putting a patch out. Yeah, I did see they were putting a patch out to add some car damage.
Right. Whatever. All right, we'll see. Someday I'll get it. When it's very expensive in Japan. They I don't know. They charge, it's like about $100 here. So to wait on that. Let's move on to Microsoft. Shipwreck, you've been playing Pinball FX2.
Yeah, you guys should definitely pick that up. It's got the best online leaderboards of any game on live.
I'm not talking to you about that game. You know why.
I do know why.
I don't know why. Tell me.
He can't. He's not allowed.
Why?
Yeah. There's some tables coming out for it that I have that I can tell you what they are. I just can't say anything about them.
Oh. That's true.
I have the Marvel tables that are coming out.
Oh.
He has them and I don't, so I hate him. You see how it works?
What are the tables? General Marvel or are there different
characters? No, there's an Iron Man one, a Spider-Man one. There's four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man, is it? Oh, Blade. And I forget what
I haven't played them yet. I just got the code today.
Oh,
so.
Cool. Well, maybe I'll check that out. Are they going to release those as like a pack or?
Yeah, you buy it. The actual game, so to speak, is a free download. So for $10, you could buy those four tables and that's it. You don't have to buy the previous. It's not DLC. You don't have to buy the previous $10 pack.
I understand. I get that.
But if you wanted, say, all 12 tables that are available, it would cost you $30.
Right. That's a lot.
Yeah. And somehow they've made it though that each of those tables has three achievements tied to it. And right now, before the Marvel tables, the game has 650 achievement points, I think.
Oh, wow.
So they've somehow made it to where it's this platform where you just buy new tables and it all works together. Like, you have an overall score based on all the tables that you have and it compares it to your friends. And it also compares, like, per table, how you are on your friends list, and like weekly, it'll tell you your top scores, and it does the thing where you see your next friend's like top score they're getting close to getting, and it uses their avatars as well on the leaderboards, and so when you pass somebody after you've finished your round, if you've passed somebody in your friends list, it shows both your avatars and their avatars all sad, and your avatar like jumps in front of him.
Cool.
It's very slick.
All right, I'm gonna get it.
I want to buy it, but I know the day I buy it, it's going to go on sale the next day. It'll be the Xbox Live deal of the week the following week.
It's free. It's cheap.
It's not free.
Does it come with any free tables?
No, it doesn't come with any free tables.
No free tables.
If you own the previous Pinball FX, you can import all the tables from that into it.
Well, those are only those four.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it imports anything else that you've bought.
Yeah.
For the previous game as well. Because I have a Rocky and Bullwinkle table that it imported.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize there was that table also.
All right, what else we got?
I played, did you guys check out Ilo Milo?
No.
I played the trial of it.
I did too. I was just curious to know if you checked it out and what you thought. I played it. It's cute. That's about all I got. It's cute.
What is it? What kind of game is it?
It's a puzzle game where you play as this little square fluffy thing, and you got to meet up with the other square fluffy thing so you guys can make sweet, sweet lovin'. And you walk around on
the sweet, sweet loving part.
Oh, no, there's sweet, sweet loving.
There is? Oh, yeah. I might not have gotten to that part.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. It's implied. But you walk around and the world looks like it's made out of like plush pillows. It's kind of cool. The look is very cool, and you know, it's a puzzle game.
Yeah, the look is definitely the selling factor. Like the puzzle part of it, it wasn't really doing much for me.
No, it's a little slow.
I'm still playing Pac-Man. Pac-Man DX.
Do you have Pac-Man fever?
Let me put it this way. I actually watched the replay of somebody playing it, of the number one guy.
Did you congratulate Stonefry?
I saw Keg Stonefry is the number one. He has the most overall number one player.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Go you.
Go Stonefry.
Congratulations. Yeah.
I didn't watch his video. I watched the guy who has the number one score on the championship two table, like the first table you can pick. And I watched him play through his five minute game. Yeah, he's better than me, pretty much.
You think?
Yep. Let's see. So the Xbox Live Rewards program was finally opened up to everybody. But Shipwreck, you've been in that for a long time now, right?
I have. It was about a year, I guess. Mm-hmm. It ended last month, I think, for the beta testers or whatever they wanted to call us.
Okay.
It's a good program. You spend points, you get points back.
It's no-brainer, right?
Right.
Do I have to do anything to join this program?
Yeah, I think there's a sign-up website page somewhere.
You just need to use your... You go to the webpage and you log in with your Xbox Live account and you're all set.
I see. So you get points for buying stuff. All right, I like that. And speaking of getting points for buying stuff... there's a December Xbox Live Arcade deal where if you buy two select games, you get 400 Microsoft points free. And there's some big titles on here. Limbo, I see. Shadow Complex. Both of the Deathspank games.
Super Meat Boy.
Plants vs. Zombies. The Lara Croft game we just mentioned.
But where's the pinball game?
It's the first thing I looked as soon as Shipwreck was talking about it. It's not there.
So it's bullshit. That's my answer. The game I won isn't on there, so I don't care.
Right. Right. So, boo.
I think the pinball game, it's its own entity. Like, it doesn't fit into this Xbox Live Arcade stuff because it doesn't...
But that's where they sell it. It was part of the Winter of Arcade.
I know, but they didn't really sell it. They, like, gave it away for free.
It's the game that plays by its own rules. Pinball FX. All right, so that's it for Microsoft, I guess. We have anything for Nintendo? We got nothing for Nintendo.
I'm still playing 999.
Mm-hmm. That 9 doors, 9 dudes, 9 cups.
Hours? Yes. Yeah, that's a good game still.
All right.
I'm working my way through it. I'll have a review up once I get through it, but cool. I like it. It's worth it.
I did not. I'm trying to think. Oh, you know what I bought? Oh. Now I'm going to find the name. Oh, where's my phone so I can tell you about this game? I bought...
Is it Pea Monkey Plant Bloom?
No. Why? You got that?
Yeah, I got that. That was free for a while.
For the iPhone?
I did. I picked that up for free, and I still haven't played it.
It's not bad. It's cute. It's kind of like an Angry Birds type thing. I got Driver. Did you guys pick that up today?
I looked at the screenshots, even though it was free, and I decided I still didn't want it.
Yeah. Well, Game Loft is doing this... I don't know, this Christmas advent calendar type of thing where they're giving away free apps throughout the month. Uh-huh. So if I find something interesting, I'll tweet about that game. I haven't tried Driver. Okay. It's probably terrible.
I bought a table hockey game. Remember like Czechs hockey with with the guys on the rails and stuff?
Okay. Yeah. Not air hockey, but
no. It's like
foosball, exactly. But with hockey players.
So there's it's really a good game, actually. It's called STHL, Table Hockey. It's the Stinger Table Hockey League. And it really works quite well. I recommend if you're a big fan of those types of games to check it out. I think you'll have you get your $2 worth or whatever they're charging for it. It's very well done. It's like you can do tournaments, you can play local multiplayer. And one-off games, and that's pretty much it. But it's well done, so take a look at that if you are so inclined. And let's move on to the Keg Bag. Show us your tweets, right? Is it that time?
Yeah. Woo!
Hell yeah. Not just yeah, hell yeah.
How about fuck yeah?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Stick it in the pooper.
Oh.
Yay.
I didn't write this guy's name down.
Oh.
Crap, I got cut out.
Dang it.
He wanted to know, he says, now that all the big games are out for the holiday season, what big games are the CAGcasters looking forward to in 2011? Anybody? It was the Red Worm is the guy's name. Who?
Probably something that's made by BioWare.
Oh, whatever this Mass Effect thing is going to be?
Maybe Mass Effect, whatever it is, or Dragon Age 2. If Dragon Age 2 is to Dragon Age what Mass Effect 2 was to Mass Effect, then I'm very much looking forward to that.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm on board with that answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else was pushed to early next year that was supposed to come
Marvel
out
versus Capcom 3.
Okay. Little Big Planet 2, I know that. Which I'm not that interested
other
in.
Stuff.
I've been concentrating on getting through this year so much that I don't know what's out in 2011 too much. That 2K game, what is that called? The one set in like the 40s or whatever where you're fighting the Black Ooze stuff based on an old PC game.
Yep, that game.
We saw it at E3.
Wait, which game? I zoned out there for a sec.
The one that's like set in the 40s.
XCOM?
XCOM, yeah. Oh, is that coming next year?
I think so, maybe.
That looked interesting.
That looked cool.
We also got, what is it? Is it Brink? That game comes out.
It's a lot. We can't, you know, it's a big list. Everything. We're looking forward to everything. That's
every damn game you could possibly think of. Now, don't ask us again, you son of a bitch.
Okay. All right. Let's relax.
A little too, did I go too far?
Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. That's my answer. Yeah. Mortal Kombat. Wow. There's a lot. Cag Nihongo wants to know if we think the new model of the 360 will boost sales in Japan. I know houses are small in Japan and that space is limited. Nothing is going to boost Xbox 360 sales in Japan significantly enough that it's going to make any difference at all. I mean, it certainly couldn't hurt, right? But really, it's not going to matter. Mega Man.
There were toy stores that I went in there that sold video games that sold every system but Xbox.
Yes, Toys R Us stopped selling Xbox.
Yeah, that's how poorly it's going over there.
That's not a good sign. Yeah, there's stores like that. So, I don't think Microsoft really had any false hopes that they were going to be a breakthrough hit in Japan.
I mean, they almost don't need to anymore, right? Like, as long as they get some developer support.
Right.
Which doesn't seem to really be mattering that much
anyway,
anymore.
Right, because those games don't sell in America anyway, for the most part.
You know, yeah, I think they're probably...
They don't care.
Not happy, but
yeah,
they're...
I'm sure if they had a choice, they would rather be successful in Japan. But, you know, it's got half the population of the United States. It's, you know... If they can kill in America, that's probably fine.
That's all any company needs to do is be successful in America.
Oh, say, can you see?
Hey, it's a fact.
Right. Mega Man 1421 says, hey, guys, I was wondering what TV shows you're into right now. And he says he's currently into Fringe, Eastbound and Down, and The Walking Dead. Wombat, what are you watching?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay,
nothing.
That was
easy. I don't think I've watched TV other than football and Smallville in like 2 months.
All right, Shipwreck, you?
I'm into the football. That's been good lately. Not so much for the Bengals, but the rest of the league's been good. And Jeopardy. I'm a big fan of Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
I've also seen the first episode of The Walking Dead.
Okay. That's it?
We don't watch a lot
of TV.
All right. Well, I will tell you my list. I just finished watching Eastbound and Down, which was entertaining. Sons of Anarchy, which I mentioned before. Broadway. What's it? Boardwalk Empire is awesome. And what else do we watch? I like Breaking Bad, which is not on right now, and Mad Men. And I think that is about it for the TV shows.
I see a lot of Grey's Anatomy because Gretchen watches that.
Uh huh.
I can keep you up to date on that.
Sandra Oh is in that, right?
I don't mean up to date. I mean the first four seasons. Was she in that?
I don't know.
Probably.
Is Sandra Oh? Is she the China woman?
China. Yes. She's the China woman. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in that thing.
I think she's Korean, but China woman is good. Yeah, China woman. I mean, of course, China woman. Kurt Pack Says, we all know there's questions you guys get tired of answering. Are there any questions you wish Kags would ask but don't?
I wish someone would ask us a question about what questions we want asked.
Well, I'm going to let you in on a secret, Kurt Pack. If there's actually a question that I want you guys to ask and you don't actually bring it up, there's nothing stopping me from just pretending that you asked it. All you got to do is just say, oh, so-and-so, you know, wants to know this. I just throw it on the outline. You'll never
you
know.
You are not creative enough to come up with fake usernames for questions you want to ask.
I just told you that I can do it very easily.
Then do it.
One day, maybe I will.
I'm waiting for that day.
Next question is from SexyPants69. Hey, Cheapy, my friend slept with you in college, and she said you were the best lay that she ever had. What is your secret, and how can I get in touch with you? Well, Sexy Pants, I can't really tell you my secret because it's for me to know, and maybe one day you'll find out if things don't go well with my current wife. But this is not really the time and place for that, so send me an email. See what I did there?
I'm still laughing because that was funny.
So, all right, there you go.
That may be the funniest thing you've ever done.
Thank you. Let's see. We already answered that question. I don't know. Let's end on that high note. Oh no, Shipwright, you added all this shit here, and I haven't read it, so I don't know.
Well, neither have I. Oh. I just added it.
Well, I haven't read it, so how can I haven't pre-screened it?
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. We can end there. We can answer some of these questions that people
post. I just read them all. There's nothing exciting.
All right, there you go.
And that, a lot of people want to know what our Game of the Year stuff is.
Well, you have to wait for that show.
That'll be coming soon.
Yes. Is Dead Space 2, is that coming out this year or next year?
Next year.
Okay. Very good. Anyway, let's thank everybody for joining us this week. I really appreciate that. You can follow us all on Twitter, twitter.com/GPD/Wombat5277 or Shipwreck. Still all these Z's attached to Shipwreck. I should probably clean that up at some point. Also, review us on iTunes. We appreciate that. It helps our standings on iTunes, which is very important for Wombat, who has a very low self-esteem, and he needs to constantly...
We were not nominated for the Podcast Awards this year.
Well, I made a conscious decision to...
I know, I'm just...
Yeah, did I tell you that, or
I figured it out. I didn't care either. If I had cared, I would have brought it up to you.
I will tell you the secret to winning a podcast award. Would everyone like to know how you win a podcast award?
Be popular?
It's not necessarily... You don't necessarily need to be that popular.
Okay, we're okay so far.
We've got that down. Okay, here's what you need to do. So first, what you need is you need maybe a group of people who are hardcore fans on your site who are basically going to guarantee that they're going to vote for you every day. Because the way they set it up, at least in previous years, is that everybody's allowed to vote once a day. And I think for a month, I don't know how long the voting lasts, but it lasts a long time. So if you can get a group of 20 people, 30 people to vote for you every day for a month. Now, I can't do the math off the top of my head, but I'm guessing that's somewhere near 1,000 votes. That's a lot of votes, and you'll do very well. So that is the secret. You need to hand select. Well, I said 30. I know. It was a joke. Wombat. So you need to basically hand select people and make sure that they really are going to do it every day. And that's how you win a podcast award. That's how we lost last year. Was it last year?
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's how we lost last year. So now that the secret is out, everyone go forth and win a podcast. I just decided that I don't care and I don't feel like... You know, sending traffic to some guy's site that I don't, you know, that really doesn't mean anything. So, yeah, there it is. What else we got? GoDaddy.com, please, for all your domain registration and web hosting needs. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. Hey, if it's good enough for Jon Snow, it's good enough for you, okay?
Don't forget about my Sunday show.
Wombat is on Ustream, ustream.tv/Wombat?
I don't know.
Let me see. Yeah, /Wombat5277. Does that take you to? Nope, that doesn't. That's not how it goes.
Yeah,
I don't know how you get to it.
You have to like
everybody check that out. Then
follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, and you'll see the link.
Yeah, it's ustream.tv/user/wombat5277. But he does it every Sunday night. He's like clockwork. He is there to entertain you, answering your questions from the chat room, showing you his navel. I mean, really, the entertainment really doesn't stop for about an hour.
It's the most thrilling 45 minutes you'll ever have.
Right, on a Sunday night. Staring at a computer screen with your pants on. And anything else? Yeah, do our raffle, please. You know, look at the top of every CAG page. You'll see the links to our Child's Play shit. And get the word out. Help us out, because nobody else will. Got to help ourselves, basically. And Shipwreck, any closing words?
Bread's done.
The bird is scary, Papa. I know. The bird is scary.
It's not real. It's just a movie.
Little bit.
It's totally not real.
Little bit.
Nope.
Little bit.
Nope.
Little bit.
It's not real.
Little bit.
Yes, a little bit.
Little bit scary.
Oh, it definitely can be scary. I'm just telling you, it's not real.
It's a little bit.
It's a little bit scary.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I know.
Like the other movie.
Okay, let's go to sleep and not think about it.
Zerg is scary too.
Zerg?
Yeah.
Alright, let's go to sleep, okay?
No, but I get scared.